Hello, I'm Scott Haywood, and welcome to the Money News Market Wrap Podcast, your daily dose of money movements delivered straight to your device on this Wednesday, the 24th of April, 2024. It was looking like a positive story as a good run for tech heavyweights helping Wall Street overnight. The Australian share market was up around 0.5% before it ran straight into an inflated lead brick wall. More on that in a moment. The market did its best to recover in afternoon trading, but ran out of puff with the ASX 200 eventually closing flat at 7,683 points. And it was the quarterly drop of the CPI numbers that had markets moving today. While we're still a while away from inflation being back in the Reserve Bank's target range of 2 to 3%, markets have been hoping that 2024 would be the year the problem was back under control. But maybe not. Inflation rose 1% across the March quarter, up from 0.6% previously, and annualised well above the target. Year on year, headline inflation is now sitting at 3.6%, which, while down from 4.1% in the previous quarter, is showing signs of incredible stickiness. It's the usual suspects doing the damage too, with education, health, housing and food and beverages all shooting up in the quarter. Undersupply in the rental market is still hurting, responsible for price rises of 2.1% in the quarter alone. So, why does this matter? Well, markets wanted lower inflation to coax the Reserve Bank into cutting rates later in 2024, and this will not help. Michelle Bullock and company have maintained slaying inflation is the number one priority, and we'll need to see more before altering the course it's taken for the best part of 2 years. And you can hear more about this story when we speak to economist Warren Hogan on Money News tonight at 7 p.m. or via your podcast feed. The market was volatile today, but in the winner's circle was Fisher & Paykel, which lifted just under 5% to $25.45. Regis Resources led the resource sector with strong gains of up to 4.5% to close at $20.20. Telex Pharmaceuticals hit a fresh all-time high today to eventually close up 4% to $14.88. Education costs were rising in the ABS figures, and IDP Education also gained today, shares up 1.4% to $16.37. And in the US reporting season, shares in Tesla advanced more than 10% in after-hours trading following the announcement the automaker will accelerate the launch of more affordable models. Dropping back today was Perpetual, which fell 3% after announcing it had more than $5 billion of outflow from its funds in the March quarter. Cleanaway Waste was down just under 10% after it denied speculation after being taken over by the Seven Group. JB Hi-Fi and Harvey Norman both fell more than 1% after the inflation result was higher than expected, potentially resulting in a delay in rate cuts and consumer spending. So the currency markets and the threat of rates on hold for longer helped the Aussie dollar back above 65 US cents. The dollar also buying 52.3 British pence, 100 Japanese yen, almost 61 euro cents and $1.09 New Zealand. Brent crude oil a touch higher at US $88.49 a barrel. Gold worth US $2,328 an ounce. Iron ore futures have risen again on the Singapore exchange to $117 US a ton. And in the crypto space, one Bitcoin is now worth $102,319 Aussie dollars. And just finally, whether you're hiring staff or going for the next interview, consider how you're going to do it. According to a recruitment company, potential employees are now doing their best to avoid an in-person interview, preferring for a digital solution. There are suggestions that as little as 6% of interviews by the recruitment company were held in person because applicants were declining offers to meet face-to-face. Cost of transport and parking, plus regional applicants are driving the changes, but some are warning those forgoing a face-to-face meet could be missing out. Just another post-pandemic trend to keep an eye on in your workplace. Tonight on the show, today's inflation data with Warren Hogan, and ahead of the Anzac Day holiday, we'll ask whether you're planning on donating to charity or if you're planning to chuck a sickie on Friday. That's 7 p.m. tonight on your radio via streaming or on your podcast feed. I'm Scott Haywood. I'll see you then.